This past weekend, the hospital hosted a barbecue with donated goods from local churches and other groups. The sheriff's department did the cooking, and hospital staff and administrators also pitched in. The Calhoun Liberty Hospital was slapped with a $45,000 penalty after Barbara Dawson was involuntarily discharged from the facility in December by police and staff. She later died outside. The State Agency for Healthcare Administration ordered a series of reviews, and it leveled further fines of $500 a day until those reviews were completed. That took about 23 days. A hospital spokeswoman says the Calhoun Liberty Hospital raised about $8,700. That's 6% of the money needed to cover fines, which hover around $150,000. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.